Oh, I got five on it. I got five on it that this was a false flag shooting, like most of them. I'll put five on it. I should joke about that. Hey, this is another episode. Well, actually, this is not the second hour, actually, of the Red Pill Hardcore Real Show here. And I was gonna move on here, but Mike is telling me I should finish the clip. Mike, do you have anything that you want to add in so far here? You enjoying the show?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the breakdown here.
Enjoying the
I've
breakdown.
had a few ideas, but I want to hear the last, about 6 minutes of this just to see if it gets really corny. Then cut it off. We do have a couple
Oh,
of
wow,
calls,
there's
but
fish left.
I just this. I got a lot to say, but there's no way to jump in on what you're giving the whole breakdown. So I don't want to interrupt.
Okay, well, just keep your notes and we'll talk about it afterwards. Okay, we got 6 minutes left. Let's finish it up and we'll talk about it and then we'll get to the phone line.
And he told that story without reading a carefully composed, written narrative of events, as he should have. That's the professional way to do it. Instead, he stood there and he improvised. He did it from memory, from faulty memory. He went back and forth in time. And when he was lost and couldn't continue an answer, he said repeatedly, "We will circle back with you." He was forced to correct a lie told by his boss yesterday, Steve McCraw. Here is what Steve McCraw said yesterday. This is a lie.
He went towards the west side of the campus, which is a back door. But as he was approaching, as the governor mentioned earlier, there was a brave Consolidated Independent School District resource officer that approached him, engaged him. And at that time, gunfire was not exchanged. But the subject was able to make it into the school, as the governor reported.
Brave? He must know him or talk to him because he decided he was brave. A story of a brave officer who let the gunman enter the school? That was weird enough. In today's version, under questioning by NBC's Tom Yamas, that brave officer seemed to disappear.
Was there a school officer on campus, and was that school officer armed? Because that's what we've been told.
So at this time, no. No, there was not an officer readily available armed. No.
What, was there an officer?
No.
Why?
Nothing. I can't answer that yet. I'll circle back with you.
And according, and when he was asked the big question of the day,
could well, okay, something hold on, more hold on. Have been done? Hold on, hold on. Okay, so mind bender. So the story changes, the narrative changes, because whenever you have fault in the narrative, it's got to change to fit whatever the feds, whatever the politicians, whatever best suits them. Okay? So first, it was a teacher that opened the door. Oh, next thing you know, you find out it wasn't a teacher. It was a cop that opened the door. Hello, false flag. Oh, but then the cop no longer exists. No, that didn't happen. Yeah, I can believe that. Cop, let him in. Somebody is highly incompetent or in on it. All right, yeah, let's continue.
Maybe we need to remind people of black ops. I think we've gone a little far on the false flag kind of analysis, but these are black ops, man. These are things that no one you know and probably have ever met and ever will know would ever consider doing, but there are people that will do this. And if you don't understand that, then people need to read stuff about the Mossad and stuff about the CIA from you know, essentially whistleblowers that have been allowed to put this kind of thing out and describe how these operations work, you know, when they're called off, how often they don't go the way they're planned, la-di-da. We got like 4 minutes left in this. Let's hear the rest of the garbage.
Well, I do want to say yes, but when you say black ops, people disconnect. There's nothing they can do about that. So, but if you keep it within the realm of this was something that you should be able to figure out and deal with, you know, it makes it more tangible, I think.
I definitely want to talk about that. I want to talk about the parents. I want to talk about the liberal viewpoint and the hypocrisy, and they just go back and forth. This guy is a real peach, man. It's Lawrence. What's his name? Lawrence O'Donnell. Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC.
Oh, jeez.
The Killgates Network.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Let's continue.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Done. His answer was, that's a tough question. Shouldn't be. But he thought that was a tough question. Didn't even attempt to answer it. Just said that was a tough question. So now, according to the incompetent people running this investigation for Governor Abbott, that brave officer who had no encounter whatsoever with the gunman might not even exist. Yesterday, the gunman was shot and killed by a Border Patrol officer, according to the story. Today, the police spokesman employed by Governor Abbott was so lost that he actually said the gunman was shot and killed twice.
Approximately an hour later, U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrive. They make entry. Shoot and kill the suspect. But you also had a Zavala County deputy and Uvalde Police Department that made entry and killed the suspect.
U.S. Border Patrol shoot and kill the suspect. Next sentence. Uvalde Police Department killed the suspect. Fire that man. Fire that incompetent. They can't do anything right. Republicans like Greg Abbott cannot hire the right people to deal with the disasters that they create. We have never seen such law enforcement incompetence on display by the highest level of commanders of law enforcement in a state than what we have seen in Texas this week.
Finally, something
Greg
we can
Abbott
agree on.
Is not serious about this investigation. Greg Abbott wants to hide as much as possible that is harmful to the Republican theory about how to handle school shootings. And so Greg Abbott will not fire the incompetent people that he has put in charge of this investigation. Uvalde, 18 years old. Buffalo, 18 years old. Parkland, 19 years old. Houston, 17 years old. Sandy Hook, 20 years old. Columbine, 18 years old and 17 years old. Greg Abbott and Texas Republicans have made sure that when a mass murderer in Texas has his 18th birthday, he can go out that day and buy his weapon of mass destruction. He can go out that day, the day he turns 18, to buy his AR-15. And that is exactly what this murderer did, because Greg Abbott wanted him to be able to do that. The murderer legally purchased 2 assault weapons after turning 18 years old. All of the children in that school, all of them, would be alive today if Greg Abbott and Senator Cruz and Republicans in the Texas legislature did not make sure that 18-year-olds can legally buy assault weapons in Texas.
Objection! Objection! Greg, that's conjecture. At least that's what they would say in the courtroom. Listen, This is this is total garbage. This is is Lawrence running for office? Because he's doing one of those smear campaign ads right now. Is he running for office? Anybody? Is this the right Tommy?
I think he's running for a raise at MSNBC. FYI, I love how he has "It's Time to Die" in quotes of the entire...
Yeah. In the entire show.
The entire show. It's. Yeah. I mean, when he's talking, it's right there floating by his face.
It's time to die. Yeah, it's just he's just there to pull on your heartstrings, to take advantage of your emotions, because humans are emotional creatures, that emotion overrides logic. Now, Abbott has nothing to do with any school shooters. Okay, he Greg Abbott, if he could control. If he had the control, he'd be able to pull his own thumb out of his own ass. Okay, the extension of his power could go there, but because it's not being used against the people, now he is public enemy number one, because he wants to preserve the rights of the people to have guns. Okay, listen, if we're going to go on the idea of a few bad apples takes away the rights of the rest, then we need to apply that first with the government. Then, next, we need to apply that to the police. And then we can look at ourselves. When we have Biden doing what he's doing with Ukraine and all that stuff, the entire Biden administration should be taken out and punished. Okay? When you have one or two cops that go out and start killing black folks for no reasons, well, okay, let's punish the entire police department. No more guns. Let's take away those promotions. Let's start docking those pays. If we're going to get on group punishment, we need to start with the government. And let's see if they'll continue on down this road. That's what I want to say about that. Is there anything left of this clip?
Yeah, there's about like 30 seconds. We could hear his rap.
Okay.
Greg Abbott and the Texas Republicans made sure that when a mass murderer turns 18, it's time to die.
Okay. Even less.
It's time to die.
And come on, with the assault rifle thing, assault weapon, that's a red herring. And also, the kid did not get, first of all, he definitely didn't get an assault weapon when he turned 18. He got some kind of a rifle, maybe.
No.
He
damn
sure didn't pick it up. He didn't pick it up on his 18th birthday. It takes days. So
no, what he had was a WMD, weapon of mass destruction. Bush was wrong all along.
There were
no weapons of mass destruction over there in the Middle East. They're right there in the 18-year-old's hands. Are you reading my hyperbole here? are you reading me?
Yeah, they're not.
Weapon of mass destruction.
They're not under the desk. We have one of the hosts here calls it disarmament terrorism. As you know, the government puts this stuff out, and it's designed to disarm us. The parents are there. Let's go back to early on. The parents are there. Like, anybody want to do it? Anybody? Let's go in. What's the deal? We'll go in. Oh, no, we'll arrest you and put you in zip ties. And then supposedly it was early stories that the one woman got zip tied up, but then they let her out, and then she ran around and got her kids out. Because apparently there was like just the one classroom where this crazy kid supposedly did his thing, while the rest of the school is just I guess, locked up. Who knows, man? The stories. I love the, oh, he didn't have a prepared statement. There was no cue cards. No teleprompter. Well, the Democrats, I mean, Psaki's got, she'll do circle back, and she's got the binder of notes and the teleprompters and everything.
Yeah.
That's fine for Democrats, but...
And she still can't lie straight.
This guy's got a lot of balls, Lawrence O'Donnell over here, but, wow, apparently Democrats, they can just, oh, you know... If it's in Chicago or, you know, a Democrat-run place, or I don't know what was going on at the January 6th, was that Republican Capitol Police or are those Democrat Capitol Police? But that's just a tragedy, and that's, you know...
That's just a tragedy.
Yeah, that's terrible, and that's a terrible tragedy, but
if it happens in a Democratic state, it's just a tragedy.
And also, I'd like to point out, Texas, you can call it a red state. That's because there's hundreds of counties here, and most of them... know where their bread's buttered. They want to do a good job. They don't want to, like, cause problems. But Austin, the capital, liberal. Every major city, liberal. Uvalde looks to be a split area. They've got, like, you know, some Democrat and Republican things going on there. Probably a nice place. That's a real nice place, you know, to cause a problem.
A real nice place to win over some people.
Yeah, you know, it's essentially Norteño, Mexico. I mean, come on, it's a border town, dude. It's maybe 100 miles away, but that's close enough when you got your checkpoints, you know, almost 200 miles inland. It's essentially, this is UN-controlled territory. You want to talk about UN control? This is your UN police force. This is your poor minority, you know, and I don't mean poor, like, financially lacking. I mean, your... Oh, so sad that they don't get to, what, fight mass shooters off at schools once a year? I don't know. Whatever this guy was talking about with his, that, you know, no one should be armed. It's the governor's problem. He allows these kids to buy assault weapons. It's like, okay, dude, whatever, I guess.
Well, you know, and I want to go back to my high school experience. We had the... hall monitors. Students were not taken out of classes to be hall monitors. They got old people from the community to walk around the school and make sure kids go to class.
Yeah, what are you doing in the hallway? Get out of the hall. Where's your bathroom pass? Go back to class, or we'll call your parents, or get out of here. Get off campus. I mean, the mall cops in Austin in the 90s were... better than most of these guys. They might have had a mullet and a feathered haircut, but I don't. They took command of the situation at least.
Well, I most definitely remember. I mean, in my experience, these guys. I ended up talking to first day of school, old guy telling me to go to classes. I ended up telling him off like, hey, I'll go to class when I want to. Guy's like, you know who I am? You're some old fogey that has nothing better to do to tell me what to do with my salt. He's like, no, I'm your vice principal. Go to my office. Like, oh, snap. Me and him became best friends. I'll just tell you that right now. We became best friends. But point being, you know, community resources. You do have militia guys that are... oh, if I see a terrorist, I'll clean out their skulls. You know, you do have these guys, all right? Why not hire a couple of them to be hall monitors? No, because that further pushes the agenda. I mean, you know what? As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to call Town Hall, Kennesaw, and see if I get a schedule another interview. Well, do another schedule for an interview with the mayor there. Kennesaw, Georgia. Yeah. No murder, none of that happens in that city. Why? Because all citizens are armed. We need to get that to the public eye. These Democrats say, more guns, no! Because they're ruled by the New World Order, which does not want us to have guns. It's ridiculous. I know I wanted to talk about the baby formula stuff. I guess I wait till tomorrow. Well, let's get to the phone lines. Did anybody stay around?
Yeah, we still have Gregory and Reb.
Oh, all right, let's do it. Go ahead, California, line one. Gregory?
Hey-o, are you there?
Yes. What you got to add, my brother?
Hey, man. Love y'all. Anyways, whatever happened to being the children that are subjugated to the school BS, Institutes of Lower Learning, programming, moronic. I shan't say what I really think about it, but anyways, why don't we train our children well, teach them firearms at an early age, like Edwin Burke was. He was presented to the crown back in the day. They asked him, what chances do we have to, take care of these insurgents back in the 1700s, of course. And he told them, well, it's going to be a really hard thing to do because by the time they're five, they can read. By the time they're six, they learn how to use firearms. And instead of a teacher having them, why not the teacher teaching the children how to use them in a proficient way to protect themselves? And instead of putting masks on their face, we put firearms in those that wish to handle them. And I'm not talking, straight across the board. I'm talking about people that, and you treat your children just like you would treat yourself, just like I'm talking to you. You respect them for what they are. You don't downgrade them because they're just a little bit younger than you are, and that is so disgustingly disgraceful. I just... makes me want to just... man, I say some foul language.
It makes you want to jump out of your skin.
I think we're going to need... I think the children...
I got T-shirt, underwear, and socks, man. I mean, I am... Ooh.
I think the children are going to need some gas mask drills.
School, like a school of fish. It makes me want to just dish out a bunch of terrible expletives, but I will not do that on the show tonight because I promised you and Michael I would not do that. So I'm not. So there.
Well, we need to stop teaching fear.
But I go, man, and I'm really passionate, just like you are. We need to teach bravery.
I mean, if I were in that situation, we need to teach bravery. If I were in that situation, if I were a little kid, I would have picked up my desk, used it as a shield, and charged the guy. Oh, he would not be able to shoot me through it, and I would have messed him up.
Yeah.
I would have messed him up. There would not have been a shooting.
Yeah, but if you had a... just a little .22, you knew how to use it, like a little dinky Beretta palm fit, or even smaller. I mean, they make them, palm fit for anybody that has a small handprint. If they're taught proficiently how to use that, like my brother can put lead on top of lead through the same target at 100 yards consistently. That's what I'm talking. And I'm talking about people that comprehend.
Home defense,
because you teach
home
them young. Teach your children young. Yeah, I mean, that's
absolutely
what it's all about, right?
Well, I
teach
mean,
them how to grow. Instead
if you want...
excuse me. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, hold on. If you want... That's home defense. That's great. We don't want... we obviously can't have kids... all kids being armed, being brought to school. That's obviously something we can't do. But something, I'll take it in another direction. you know, we should be having kids because we have no outlet. Let's get the break. Yeah, we have no outlet. Okay, what happens if you go and punch somebody? Oh, assault charges. You know, and that's, you know, everybody deserves a good butt whooping every now and again. And everyone deserves the right to defend themselves. I've been in situations where it's, okay, it doesn't matter who started the fight, you both can assault charges. The government wants to take away your right to defend yourself, period. That's New World Order. Everything has to be done at the hands of the police. Well, the police are incompetent, and the police will often choose sides wherever they can, if a situation, in a situation where they can.
Well, I'm talking, you know, about the defense. I have the subject.
Well, hold
matter.
On, hold on, hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah, hold on there, Gregory.
We should let kids fight it out. Now, I'm not just saying any time, any place. We should have, you know, gym clubs, boxing ring clubs. You know, anytime you got beef, okay, let's go sign up. Let's sign the waiver. Let's put down $500 for the insurance in case I kill you. And people should be able to fight it out. This should be something offered. I mean, to tell us to not be violent, it's like telling us not to masturbate. If you tell somebody not to masturbate, they're going to get pent up, and they're going to rape somebody. Same thing with the violence. Somebody's going to get pent up. They can't touch anybody, but yet they don't want to spend their whole lives in prison. So screw it. Let me just kill as many people as I can, because I know I'm gonna die afterwards anyways. That's the way that's the social design in this situation, to make things as horrible as humanly possible. And it shouldn't be that way. We should have outlets. This kid was called mass shooter, we need to have outlets. People are bullied, called names, we need to have outlets.
Been there, done that, got t-shirt, underwear, and socks, man. I've done the whole nine bloody ass, excuse the expression, yards. What I'm suggesting is that we have schools, if you want to go to the public 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto school system, yeah, okay, fine, but if you want to be on this plane that I'm seeing, is that, yeah, if you want to learn to karate or wrestle, that was my preference. I love wrestling. But all the different arts, we could teach that in school instead of some boring, putrid thing that they force you into. Every child has his own, her own, their own preference of what they want to experience for that day. Why don't we accommodate that? That should be the fertilization, the essence of what we should aspire to. Give our children what they want. See where they go. I don't know what they want. I don't want to, like, I was programmed, I was going to be a surgeon, man. That's what I wanted to be, because, by golly, I love my medical doctor, because he could give you a shot without you feeling it, right? Turned out he went off on drugs. I mean, this guy was a guy, I was back in the day when they'd come and service you and say you going to be serviced at their shop. And it was cool. I didn't know any better. I was just a little kid. And I'm so glad that I was not programmed into that medical industrial complex.
Let's bring up one quick thing here. Speaking of, I think we're being played here in the United States of America, as it used to be known. I'm sorry, have you ever heard of a mass school shooting in Russia? I don't think so, because you know why? They probably have that kind of ethic that goes back, in our country, 60, 70 years. Russia's been around a lot longer than the United States.
Oh yeah.
They don't have that. They don't have that kind of thing there. And if you're telling me that they've somehow suppressed, you know, dozens of mass shootings for decades because I've never heard of any one, then please fill us in. But I think they're just playing us here. These are operations.
It's all psyops. Yeah.
These are total. Yeah. Psyops, black ops, psychological operations, false flags. They're using every denomination of an operation that they can possibly whip out, with every permutation of race and socioeconomic status and location that they can. And why are we paying them lip service, but at least we can break it down and give people some, you know, just for instance, the assault weapon thing. What a red herring. There's no, you just can't do that. You can't come at me, and I don't care how big your balls are. Don't come around here telling me that that's an assault weapon when I know damn well I can't go buy a cannon or a machine gun.
Or a WMD.
Exactly.
It's not an assault weapon unless it's used in a offensive manner. When you assault somebody with any weapon, I don't care what it is, I can assault you with my FART. You know, if I wanted to assault you with a gaseous material, that's assault weapon.
And again, when are we going to teach the children to use? They need to use the masks.
And that's another assault weapon. It's utilizing the weapon or whatever you take. I can make so many different weapons out of so many different things. It doesn't really matter. And B knows that, poopy too, and he can do it. You might.
Well, the big thing when I was in high school.
I mean, so what's a big deal? I mean, we can assault each other with even verbal insults. I mean, get over it.
The thing was, when I was in high school, was pipe bombs. Anarchist Cookbook. If you were found with a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook, you were arrested.
Oh, yeah.
You were sent to the office. Police talked to you, escorted you off the property. If you had anything like that, if you downloaded it on your computer, fans are watching you. Oh, you know how to make a pipe bomb. You know how to make a pipe bomb. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, so I know how to make a lot of different other bombs. I mean, big deal. I mean, give me a break. It's so stupidity. It's just beyond ignorant. It makes me want to just say some really bad things, but I will not. Anyway, let's get off that subject. It's back to the kids. If you teach your children well, just like that Crosby, Stills, and Nash Young song, I mean, teach them. Teach them how to till the land. Teach them how to be one with the land. Then what we are. Not what they meaning evil, they meaning fear, they meaning all the propagandized and all the compromised, moronic, politicalized. We don't have to live in that kind of crap.
Well, I mean, fundamentally, that's right. But at the same time, if you want to take it back to the parents, to the people raising the children, I mean, this kid, this Ramos kid, it was said that he talked back to his grandma. He shot his own grandmother in the face. She was the first victim at the house. So this kid had no respect.
That's what they tell us.
But if that is the case, this spoiled kid who talks back to his parents, talks back to his grandmother, you know, spoiled, have no respect for nobody. That kid, and he's not going to be taught anything later on in life. That kid is going to be a criminal. He's going to be. And well, scenarios like this, a mass shooter. So what we have, these weak grandparents, these weak parents. Also, we need to be teaching them. Yeah, like you said,
stop blaming the governor. And what about the liberalized?
Like Eminem, we're the parents.
Hey man, it's like this. It's like all our predecessors, everybody that my grandparents, mother, father, and their my great grandparents, I knew them too, and I didn't know my great great grandparents, but all those people from 1913, from the Civil War. Where in the hell were they saying, putting their foot down, saying, no, we're not doing this shit, crapoli no more. We're not doing it. We were born into a feudalist system. Ergo, oh, that lovely man. Oh, man, I can't give him enough accolades. Sales, Roger. Oh, man, I listen to him a lot, more than I do you, V, and more than I do anybody else anymore, because this guy is speaking, I mean, just let's get down to brass tacks and just not listen to it. Let's just, once you get out of their system, why don't we just shun them? If nothing else, personally, I would like to send them all to Fukushima and have them fix the mess that they started there, and then go over to DuPont, Union Carbide, and Monsanto. We can't forget those lovely people. And let them just clean up their own mess. Let them eat their own poison. You know what I mean? Instead of feeding it to us, let them just clean it up themselves, because that's where we're at. The war is on, and they're doing it with all these different pesticides, herbicides, radiation, vibration, like Nikola Tesla, energy, vibration, and what is that last one? Frequency, yeah.
Well, listen, hey, I hear you, buddy. We got to get to the next callers. So,
oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
You guys be brave, be free if you want to be, or do whatever you want. Tallywhackers away.
All right.
Let's eat the cake. Yeah, for sure.
Let's go to Fort Worth, line five.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
I wanted to say that Pat Fort Worth.
Yes.
I wanted to say that Texas has had a law for 10 years that I think it was one that y'all talk about all the time, you can't have a guardian, whatever you want to call them as a school, teachers, other staffers, or people with guns assigned to protect the school. But they are the enemies are the National Educational Association. A good teacher won't even join that pack of crap. Because they say, oh, we don't need more guns in school. We need mental health people and on and on and on, so we can get special money for special problem kids. They're looking out for themselves. Okay?
There are mental health people. There are, in most schools, there's a counselor for every grade. I know this. I was a part of the... Buddy program? Hold on, Pat. I was part of the buddy program in my school. I was a student counselor because if the counselor was busy, he or she had 10 other students to pick from that would be pulled out of class and come and counsel other students if they were, if they had any kind of issues, issues at home, mental issues, issues with another student. My grades were good enough. I could be pulled out of class and go and handle this. I've been in the psychological world for a long time. All right, I was a student counselor in junior high and in high school. So for there not to be, they say not enough mental health. No. You just want people in there for surveillance and monitoring people. It's obvious that this kid had problems. It's not like it wasn't picked up. It's obvious. Everyone gave him the nickname mass shooter before he did anything. They nicknamed him. He was profiled. He was picked out to do this. So it's not
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that incident. Whoever the dork was that you had, speaking of, I think Mike said it was MSNBC, saying that it was ridiculous for whatever he was saying. He was lying because Texas does have that program, but it's volunteer. In Florida, they are required to have at least one officer or somebody with a gun, guardian, parent, teacher, a teacher or staffer at every school. And here we have 3,000 or 4,000 school districts, and only 62 school districts have produced 300 people who will do that. So when Ted Cruz said we need to push this, he's saying that we need to push this because we have it on the law already. But it's not a law that you have to have it. Maybe it should be, like Florida's done, that you should have to have at least one person at the school with a gun to stop this kind of stuff. And I know my husband, no guns, he's a teacher. The point was that the teachers are out there. They're already trained. But they will train you. In Florida, they've trained guardians, they call them, 1,300 of them. So what they're training them to, I guess, is the whatever rules the state requires, not to how to use a gun. But the NEA, the stupid teachers... I tell you what, anybody that hire a teacher who will join the NEA doesn't care one thing about public school, and people need to take their kids out. They're in danger. That's right. NEA.
I'm definitely for homeschooling. That's what I tell everybody. You need to homeschool, homeschool, homeschool. You're going to have one of these people in chicken costumes with rainbow haircuts messing up your kid's head. And them letting in mass shooters. Well, guess what? It's time to keep your kids at home. Kids will be actually safer out on the streets with gangs. And that's a sad, sad reality of it. Because at least the gangs will take care of them. They might get into some stuff. But so keep your kids at school, at home. Not at school, at home.
Yeah, I think people are waking up. A whole bunch of people here in Texas never returned back to school. I don't guess they know where they went. Maybe they left Texas.
I'm going to have to stand corrected here on my Russian mass shooter thing. Apparently, we've had dozens of deaths in Russia proper over the last 2 years. So, and they appear to be... young people, older people, 45, 19, shooting up kindergartens, universities, up to 53 wounded and dead in September 20th of 2021. So they have their issues. Why we never hear about these, I don't know.
Well,
I'll tell you why these kind of people go. They go where there's no guns.
Well, it has to. If it happens in other places around the world, it becomes normalized. The more you normalize it, and take away the mass sensation that we're supposed to be feeling, we're supposed to be under mass mind control from our emotions, right? Because as Americans, we don't have those in check. They're supposed to, because we're supposed to be manipulated by it. If it's normalized, we can't, you know. How many people die in car wrecks every day? Are we going to make cars illegal? How many people die in tornadoes? You know what? All they have, the United States military, the Air Force can fly a jet and shoot a couple missiles into a tornado and make it explode and disperse the entire tornado and save hundreds of lives. Do they do it? No. So, I think, you know, if at this point, school shootings, hey, they're normalized.
Decide whether we're here to run America down or run Texas down or what we're here to do.
No, that's the point. That's what they want to do. They want you to get run down. Yeah, the whole point is you recognize the garbage, you take it out, and you tell everybody you know when they come at you saying, is this your garbage? Be like, yeah, I took that garbage out. We're done with that garbage.
I'm trying to tell you a fact about Texas. There's a small school called Utopia down there. And as you come in the door of the school, it tells you that there are armed people inside. Have they had anybody go in like that? These people go where there's no guns.
Yeah, Pat, we all know here and recognize you, anybody that's got eyes and ears to hear you, that you're what we used to call back in the 90s, about it, as in you're about the real deal. These people get scared. Oh no, there's a sign that says somebody's got a gun here, and then they're like, they want to go and talk to the school board and find out who it is, and are they really qualified, and how are we going to deal with this, and what if they go nuts? And it's like, that's never the problem. It's always these random operations, obviously. We're going to have to deal with this. This is what we have to deal with forever, is the crazy people doing crazy things.
You don't need to look at who is going to be mad at you and hate you and come against you. You need to look at, do I have to send my kids to public school? Do I want them to come home whole? Yes. Well, then you got to figure out what's more important.
Exactly.
Put a sign up there with guns in here, and if the people are stupid enough to come in, they do have a mental health problem.
And we didn't get into it. Anybody like even a me or a V, definitely a V, but even a me, I'm not going to stand around and wonder what's going on. I guess the powers that be in the evil is just lucky that I'm not around. I will act when it's required. But all we're going to hear about is the people that got handcuffed and zip tied and pepper sprayed, because that's the narrative. The narrative is, you can't come against us. We are we are Borg. You will assimilate.
You're doing good that way. But I just don't think that Ken Paxton said that we've had this law for 10 years. But it's not a law. You have to house one of those people at your school. A lot of people, I wouldn't run my school my own way right here. Well, then suffer the consequences.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Gun-free zones. Pat, you're talking about when you put a sign in front of your house that says this is gun-free zone. Good luck.
Yeah. Armed guards,
Lock any doors or windows or anything, and then pray your kids will be okay. That'd probably be the best thing to do anyway. I'll let y'all go.
Well, there's the lockdown part of it, too. I mean, if it's an elementary school, there's no reason for those doors to be unlocked. There's just no reason. If it's a junior high, you know, I've seen all the money that these schools are getting. They're building on, adding on. You know, back in the day when I was going to school, you know, we had special projects. We had to go outside, land the grass, you know, paint whatever it is that we were painting, that sort of thing. But nowadays, you don't, these schools are so institutionalized, you don't get to go outside for anything. So if that's the case, keep the doors locked. I understand high schoolers, they get to go off campus, you know, they get to leave back and forth, and that's fine. These are people who are near adults. I understand that. But elementary school, doors locked. You got AC, okay, doors locked.
And V, you know damn well when I'm in high school, you when you were late, the doors were locked. You were locked out. You had to – there was a whole process if you wanted to come into class, if there was a misunderstanding. None of this, as Mr. Mushrooms would say, this talkie don't fly, dude. These people – you don't get to just do whatever you want, wander. Oh, some guy wrecks a truck, wanders into Uvalde Elementary School, and the place is swarmed with law enforcement, but yet still tragedy ensues. No, that's not just put it out of your minds, realistic. People. Just put it out of your minds. This is they're trying to mess with your head. That's all that matters.
Well, 34 states have tried to pass these laws and have done a lot. It's 4,381 safety officers spread out among 3,641 schools last fall. So it's being done. But anybody who doesn't put the blame where it belongs, the NEA and the parents not looking out for their own school and fighting for it. I've done that.
You're not going to hear about it on the big time outlets. Those are enemy controlled. I don't care if whatever is convenient, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, libertarian, those are enemy controlled outlets. You're going to hear about the things that make them feel good about their agenda. And there's thousands and thousands, like hundreds, multiple exponential multiples times more areas and people. And frankly, like back to the little meat cake, all the farmers got to do is be like, hey, fine. We're not selling you our food. We'll take it to the co-op. We'll take it over. We'll take care of things. Your train, your fertilizer train got derailed. Your processing plant got blown up. Sorry. We kept what we needed. You don't get food. You don't get fertilizer. Let's, let them eat cake.
Yeah. Pat, thank you very much for calling in. We have to end the show. We're all out. Fresh out of time. All right. Well, listen, I would say they would say that, the shooting would have never happened if we had the gun control. Listen, we would still be a British colony, giving up all of our resources, all of our labor up to the UK right now if it weren't for our gun rights. So, yeah, terrorism. Ooh. Yeah, it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Real Show with me, your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.